Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm your host of Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel, and we're glad you tuned in to the broadcast here on RBNLive.com and also on the shortwave frequency 11.915. And the Repair of the Breach broadcast can be heard on what the pagan calendar states every Saturday morning between 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on the West Coast and 10 a.m. to 12 noon on the Central Standard Time Zone. And if you'd like to join in on the broadcast, we're going to be taking calls in the second hour, and we should be having a potential sponsor and special guest on the lines of Premier Mortgage Auditing. He's the president and CEO of said mortgage auditing firm, and he's also a state-licensed mortgage broker who is blowing the whistle on mortgages and predominantly how they are all fraudulent. So you might want to stay tuned the second hour and get your mortgage documents out, and we'll take calls the second hour. Also, the Breach Mender Yahoo Messenger, you can join the broadcast that way by going to the Breach Mender is the handle, Yahoo Messenger is the pathway. And we can see your comments that way if you don't want to call in. And we'll be right back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network Repaired Breach Broadcast in a moment. Stay tuned.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network broadcast of Repair of the Breach, and we're the Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Todd. Ben, we're glad you've joined us, and today we're going to go right into the Word of the Almighty and some important texts, I believe. All of it's important for that matter, but some texts that I believe are very pertinent for this day and age in which we're living in. And also, by the way, folks, before I forget, I want to let you know you're welcome to come and join our Yahoo groups. And we've had a few join since the last broadcast, since it's only been a week old or so now, a little over. And you can go to the rbnlive.com website and look under program host and just go into the Repair of the Breach section, and it'll give you the actual website there. To join the Yahoo groups. But if you're at Yahoo, all you got to do is just go into the group section and just type in Repair the Breach by Uncovering Deception. That's just all big one word, Repair the Breach by Uncovering Deception. And you can join that way, or just if you can't remember that, just go to the rbnlive.com webpage under program hosts, and the link's right there. But we're going to go right into the scriptures in the book of Hosea, chapter number 2. Verse number 16, it states, "And it shall be at that day, saith Yahweh, that you shall call me husband. You shall call me husbandman, and shall no longer call me Baal. For I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be mentioned by their named, by their name. And in that day will I make a covenant for them." And I just wanted to touch on these few verses here. It's an end time prophecy scenario concerning the Almighty and how we would be addressing the Almighty in the end time. Like, as always, he's always been known as Yahweh, from everlasting to everlasting, even before the creation of the world. And he was basically saying that there was going to be a restoration, a restitution of all things. There would be a, in the end time, he said, there would have, knowledge would be increased and so forth. And that's exactly what's happening. He says, and it shall be at that day, says Yahweh, that you shall call me. In the King James, it has the word Ishi in there. It's a mistranslation. It goes back to the fish, pagan deity Ishtis, I-C-T-H-U-S. And also, husband, the creator was our husband, it says in Isaiah, that our maker is our husbandman. These are all titles or appellations. We were going to call our husband by his name, Yahweh. And that has been shielded, that's been hidden, taken out over 7,000 times from modern English translations of Scripture. Many Christian theologians in the prefaces, especially in particular the New American Standard Bible and a host of others, openly admit this is not something that we've come up here with, nothing new under the sun. Again, it just may be new for some, as we stated many times. But they openly admit, these Christian theologians, scholars, thinkers, so-called experts, of scriptural understanding, openly admit in these prefaces that the name of Yahweh, YHWH, was taken out over 7,000 times from our scriptures, and they put in terms of Baalistic origin, with all due respect, because the word Lord does mean Baal, and the word God does go back to Baal worship and Zeus worship and Jupiter and et cetera, et cetera. And there's a prophecy in Isaiah 65:11 we've touched on this broadcast, where it says, it's also in the end time, speaking to a nation that would forsake Yahweh for, quote-unquote, God. And I know this sounds, to many, for the first time, if you're hearing this, it might sound strange. But again, the old saying that the truth is stranger than fiction is definitely the case here. Keep an open heart, open mind. Father loves us all. He's still leading and guiding us in the way we should go. But you have to understand that he's very jealous over his name. And these false scribes, if you read Malachi 2 and Jeremiah 23, read those two chapters, the book of Malachi, the first few chapters, one, two, and three, those chapters right there are very clear on the so-called religious leaders who forget or cause his people, the Creator's people, to forget the name of Yahweh by not proclaiming it as an essential necessity. People have excused it away and said, yeah, we know his name is Yahweh, but so what? You know, we're Americans, or we're English-speaking, and so forth. And it might sound like a good argument off the cuff, but you never translate personal names. I mean, your name is the same regardless of what country you go to. Your name is always the same regardless of what people, sometimes I may butcher your name, so to speak, can't pronounce your name, but maybe right. But nevertheless, if they're sincere in attempting to try to get it right, that's one thing. But people today, a lot of times, they just feel like that, you know, this is so new. And when in reality, it's nothing new. It's been here the whole time. The Creator's name has always been Yahweh. And he says, this is my name forever, a memorial to all generations, he says to Moses in Exodus chapter 3. And so they took out these translators. And also these Christian theologians concur that the name of Yahweh was taken out over 7,000 times and replaced. This is a huge blasphemy, a huge disservice, if you will, and replaced under the guise of that it's a language issue, under the false guise that it's okay to do this because, oh, you know, we're English-speaking, and so we need to speak the King's language, if you will. When in reality, we need to speak the King of Kings language, okay? We need to at least speak the King of Kings name. I'm not saying you got to learn Hebrew. I'm saying you say a lot of Hebraic words, and you just might not even realize it. When you say hallelujah, you are saying praise Yahweh. You're not, again, you're not saying praise God or praise the Lord or praise Jesus or praise Jehovah. And that's just the fact. I mean, hallelujah is correct and copacetic and kosher, and no one rejects that, right? He said his name is Yahweh forever, a memorial to all generations, forever. Now, forever, again, doesn't have an expiration date, okay? He didn't say wait to the New Testament and then all of a sudden they're going to call me by another name. In Malachi 3:6, Yahweh says I am Yahweh, and I change not. Now, if he changes not, that means he changes not his name. Now, he has many appellations and many titles, that's true. But he has only one personal and proper name, that name being spelt YHWH, or in the Hebrew, Yod, He, Wah, He, the four Hebrew consonant letters. And many would say it's Yahweh, but I'm not going to argue over that issue. The reality, though, is that the suffix of the Father's name is Wah, because it's the sixth Hebrew letter in the ancient Paleo. The modern Hebrew is the Vav or the V, but the V sound really, the V letter really had the W sound or the Wah. The Wah was the sixth Hebrew, ancient Paleo Hebrew letter that had the suffix of the Father's name, that paid homage to the suffix of the Father's name, and it was disguised, and that's why you see it in the modern Hebrew, because many quote-unquote Jews have the superstition, they've had the superstition for just centuries, that you couldn't say the name of the Creator. And out of fear, or they thought out of reverence not to offend him in any way, but when, in reality, even though that might have been a good intention initially, when really I think there was more than that, there was some subterfuge to that. There is definitely a conspiracy on that. They wanted to hide the name and keep it to themselves. And so that's why you see the name of Yahweh taken out of the scriptures and replaced with Lord or God or Jehovah or Jesus. And I say this, again, with all due respect and the spirit of love and compassion, because we all have been there at one time or another, and I'm, again, not setting myself up. But the Almighty's word does declare that he said, you're no longer going to call me by these Baalistic terms. You're not going to refer to me as Baal or Lord, because that's what Lord means. Lord means Baal, if you're going to be a part of his remnant, that is. He does say in Jeremiah 16:19-21, a beautiful correlation with Hosea 2:16-18, where he says that the Gentiles were going to come to him in the end time. Many would say that I'm positing a Jewish thing. No, I'm not. I'm not even positing that at all. In fact, Judaism isn't the faith of the apostles. Besides, Judaism doesn't believe in the New Testament or the Messiah, the Almighty Messiah. They don't believe he's come in the flesh yet. But we do. The fact of the matter is, though, is that the apostles called on the same name that the prophets called on for salvation. They didn't change his name, as many translations have made us think that it was kosher to do that, because many people think that the apostles said, see, they said Jesus is right here. Well, they didn't say Jesus, because there's no Jehovah, there's no J. There's no J in Hebrew. There's no J in Greek. There's no J in English until the last 400 years, by the way. And so we need to get back to the old paths to repair the breach again, uncover this deception and expose it for what it really is, with all due respect. And it says here in Jeremiah 16:19 that the Gentiles, so this is not a Jewish thing, the lost sheep of the house of Israel became known as Gentiles. And see, not all Israelite, quote-unquote, Jews either, because there was 12 tribes, and the Jews were just one tribe. And he had 11 other tribes, or 10 tribes, and the Jews that represented Benjamin and Judah, or Yada, and they stayed in the southern aspect of the country of Jerusalem. It was the house of Yada, and the Israelites became intermingled, interspersed, to the north, south, east, west, to the uttermost parts of the earth, and hence they became known as Gentiles. And Ephraim is mixed. We'll be right back on the Repair the Breach broadcast after this break.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
And we're back here on the Pair of the Breach broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network, also broadcasting on shortwave 11.915. We're talking before the break out of Hosea chapter 2, verse 16 through 18, as well as Jeremiah 16, 19 through 21. And again, the lost sheep of the house of Israel that the Messiah said he only came back for in Matthew chapter 10, he stated he only came for the lost sheep. I've come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And the renewed covenant was given to the house of Israel and the house of Yada. And so they have lost their identity and hence became known as Gentiles, because the mystery of the Gentiles that Paul or Shaul will talk about in the renewed covenant was the fullness of the Gentiles when they'd come back in or have been engrafted back into the covenant, the renewed covenant that he gave to Israel. That he gave to Yisrael and Yada. Read Jeremiah 31:31, also Ezekiel 36 to support that, as well as Romans chapters 9, 10, and 11. Those three chapters are pertinent, as well as James chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, or Yaakov. That's really James's real name is Yaakov. James 1, 1 and 2. He's writing to not the church system that was put in by the Roman Catholic Christian church beast system, the harlot, whore, spiritual adulteress that has spawned denominational daughters, Protestant daughters who have generally done the same thing as their mother, just given a different twist and a different flavor to it. Just like we said many times in the analogy, there's many different flavors of ice cream, but they all have a little bit of Vatican vanilla in them somewhere, somehow, some way. They're all saying Lord God, Jehovah, Jesus, Christmas, Easter, and Sunday worship, but everyone else is wrong but their little sect, right? Is something wrong with that picture? Indeed so. The reason why it's wrong is because it's confusion. And the author of confusion is Satan, the devil. The Almighty is not the author of confusion. And concerning his name, he said, my people shall know my name. In Isaiah 52. He said his people were called by his name. This is how you can identify yourself as a real member of the remnant in the end time prophecy of this this life in which we live today. In Jeremiah 16, it says, O Yahweh, my strength, in verse 19, and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction. The Gentiles, again, this isn't a quote-unquote Jewish thing. He's saying in the end time, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Shall a man make idols unto himself, and they are no idols? Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. The Almighty Yahweh saying, therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know mine hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Yahweh. Now, in your King James Bible, every time you see Lord capitalized or God capitalized, again, and even Jehovah, and for that matter, Jesus, theologians openly admit this. Christian, quote-unquote Christian theologians openly admit in their own camp that the name of Yahweh was in there over 7,000 times. So when it says here that they shall know that my name is the Lord in the King James, really what Yahweh was telling the Gentiles in the end time, that when they come to him and say, we've inherited lies and things that are vanity and don't profit, what he's saying is he's going to cause the Gentiles to know his Hebrew name, Yahweh, in the end time. He's saying, they shall know that my name is Yahweh, you know, from the least to the greatest. And so this is important information, folks. And I know RBN listeners, you can handle the truth, the mantra and motto here at this network. You know, I mean, it's the truth does hurt sometimes. But let me tell you, when you accept the truth for what it really is and you begin to walk in it, it becomes peaceable. It becomes peace in your soul, peace in your mind. And you're addressing the Creator the way he said he wanted you to address him. And he said, I'm going to take the Baalistic terms out of your mouth. I'm going to take these terms that you referred to me as Lord or God or Jehovah or Jesus. I'm going to take those, or Christ. I'm going to take those out of your lips. You're no longer going to say that anymore, because I'm going to put a love in your heart for my name, for my covenant that I renewed when I came in the flesh as the Messiah. And he said, I come in the Father's name. And the Father's name, of course, wasn't Jesus or Lord, or God, or Christ. The Father's name was Yahweh. And so when the Father, Yahweh, the invisible great spirit, came in the flesh as the Son, he didn't change his name, because he changes not. He went from, he didn't change from Jehovah to Jesus, or God, or Lord. It was always Yahweh in the first covenant, always telling his prophets, or speaking through his prophets, that I alone am your Savior, I know not any other, in Isaiah 43, and the prophets are being obedient, Yeshua or Isaiah and Jeremiah were being obedient to the Spirit, and they were penning down the word of Yahweh that he gave to them, that he would reveal to the Gentiles here in Jeremiah 16, that the Gentiles are going to wake up, this lost sheep of the house of Israel that know themselves as Gentiles, they're going to wake up and they're going to realize, we've inherited lies. You know, we've been lied to, folks, with all due respect. The biggest lie, like we talked about last week, that it was ever sold or told, was that our Creator's name was God or Lord or Jesus or Jehovah. With all due respect, again, I say this in the spirit of love and compassion, because I have no axe, no one in mind, no axe to grind. I'm just trying to be honest with you folks. I used to be a Christian pastor, okay? And I pastored for 4 years, and so I understand this is a touchy issue with many Christian pastors out there, and because they're afraid of losing their people. Well, I can relate to you, but it's more about the truth more than how many people you got. We'll be right back on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Back here on RBNLive.com, listening to the Repair the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm your host, Repair the Breach Ambassador Zachariah Todd Daniel, and we're just talking about a little bit before the broadcast how at one time we used to be a Christian pastor at the end there, towards the end of the break there, before the break. And the fact of the matter, folks, is that the Messiah said he only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And many Christians today are lost sheep of the house of Israel. They just don't realize it. And that's why he says in the end, come out of her, my people. Come out from among them, be ye separate. You see, the remnant, the Almighty Messiah's bride, his remnant, his body of believers, are a remnant. They're few and far between. There's not many. He said, straight is the gate, narrow is the way, and few be there that find it. And there's a lot of people that might say to me, well, aren't you preaching a real narrow message? Well, it's a narrow way, okay? He said many would come to me in that day, and they would say, but didn't we not cast out devils in your name? Didn't we prophesy in your name? The issue, obviously, was after they bowed to the name of Yahweh, they tried to justify themselves and say, did we not prophesy in your name? I mean, come on, doesn't Jesus mean the same thing as Yahweh? We know your Hebrew name is Yahweh. I mean, even the Christian theologians, even the prefaces of our Bible says it, and even Psalm 68:4 has the name of Yah in your short poetic form of your name is in there, and hallelujah, we've been saying that, but it means the same thing. We saw all these devils cast out. What I would say to you folks is that you never judge truth by miracles or signs or wonders, though he will confirm the word signs following, but you never use the exploits as the criteria to judge truth. He said the Spirit of truth, when it's come to you, will lead you and guide you into all truth. He poured out his Spirit upon all flesh, regardless of where you go right now in your assembly or where you go to worship or wherever you're at, whether it be your home or you're going to an assembly or what have you. He's going to pour out his Spirit. He has been pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh, regardless of what you've been labeling yourselves or what sect you've been calling yourself. In fact, someone asked me the other day, well, why are you creating another sect and doing the same thing as all the other Christians? Are you creating another Christian sect? Basically, he was inferring, and I said, absolutely not. The covenant, again, folks, is not was not to Mr. Babylon, was not to a quote-unquote harlot church system. He says to come out, okay? He never said to go into a religion that he never founded. He didn't find the quote-unquote church, because the word church, again, wasn't even in the first English scriptures in John White Wycliffe's 1384 edition. That was put in by the Catholic Church. They themselves, the Vatican, claim to be the mother of all churches, and rightfully so, because they know they have put those terms in your English Bibles, hence Lord or God or Jehovah or Jesus, and church, and Christian for that matter, with all due respect. That's why they are the mother of all Christian churches, because they're the ones that came up with the terminology that all the so-called Protestant Christians, the denominational daughters, if you will, still cling to their mother and their mainstream teaching still, i.e., or that is, Lord, God, Jehovah, Jesus, Christmas, Easter, Sunday. These are terms from the beast system, from the religious side of it, that is. So there's a political side of the beast. And the religious side is this one world religion, this universal religion known as Catholic Christianity, Catholicism. That's what Catholic means. It means universal. So they had to cater to the pagans, and that's why they didn't mind me bringing in more than one name. In fact, they kicked out the one and only name for salvation, Yahweh, and they took it out of the scriptures, and it's prophesied that it would happen, and also in 11:19 of Jeremiah, 11:19 of Jeremiah, it's also a prophecy concerning the Almighty Messiah's name being removed from the scriptures, as well as to Jeremiah, obviously himself, so it's a twofold meaning here. But he says, "But I was like a lamb or an ox that is brought to the slaughter, and I knew not that they had devised devices against me, saying, let us destroy the tree with the fruit thereof, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name may be no more remembered." That his name may be no more remembered. That has happened. Because the name of Yahweh was taken out over 7,000 times. And it's hard to bring it to your remembrance if you've never seen it in your English Bible. But it's there in Psalm 68:4, albeit in a short poetic form. If you look at New King James Bibles today, there's a slow restoration coming. Not that I'm a proponent of it, but what I'm saying, there is a slow restitution or restoration of the Father's name coming back. Look at Isaiah 12:2 in a New King James Bible. It says his name is Yah. Look at 26:11 of Isaiah in a New King James. Look at Isaiah 38:11 or 38:4, and also 26:4 or 26:11 of Isaiah, and 12:2 of Isaiah and Psalm 68:4. They're putting the name of Yah or Yahweh back. The short form for Yahweh is Yah, like Mike is short for Michael. And so he's saying that his name may be no more remembered, that the prophecy did it come to pass, folks, because we are the recipients of this prophetic apostasy that would come. And it happened, folks. And again, he says in the end time, the Gentiles are going to come to him and say, we inherited these lies from our fathers, our forefathers. You know, many people won't look at this because they say, but my family's this religion, and so they died this way, and so I'll die this way too. But see, you can't enter in the covenant on your family's bootstraps or genealogy or your pedigree, okay? You can only, he said, those that were of the Messiah's flock, his sheepfold, were not born by the will of man or by the will of flesh. Remember when First John talks about that, or Yochanan said that? We're born from above by the Spirit. That's why he said you must be born from above, from the Spirit. And it goes on to say, though, in Isaiah 48, another prophecy of how the name of Yahweh would be taken out. And people say, but aren't you damaging people's faith by saying that they tampered with the scriptures? No, I'm not. I'm just telling you that there's prophecies in the scriptures that says that this would happen. Not the true word or true scriptures. It's just the lying pen of the scribes have dealt this falsehood, like Jeremiah 8:8-9 warns about. And also in the book of Revelation, the last few verses, says if you add to the words of the book of this prophecy, Yahweh would add to you the plagues that are written therein. If you take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, he'll take your name away from the Lamb's book of life. So it's happened. If it couldn't have happened, why did he say, add thou not to his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar, in Proverbs 30:6. And verse 4 and 5 of chapter 30 of Proverbs, the context is concerning, you know, do you know the name of your Creator? You know, who hath bound the water with his fist or in his garment? You know, what's his name? Yeah, well, every answer to that question is one answer, one name, and that name is Yahweh. It's a riddle, and the riddle sometimes is not the most obvious answer. Generally, it's not the obvious answer. So many would say that there's two different names. They would say that there's a Father and then there was a Son, and they try to say that there's two different people with two different names. But the Father stated that he was going to come in the flesh as the Son. Read Zechariah 12:10. Yahweh says they're going to look upon me whom they pierced. And they're, now wait a minute, you can't see the Creator, the Father, right? He's invisible, but he's saying, the invisible Father is saying through Zechariah in 12:10, he's saying that they're going to look upon me whom they pierced. Now, no man has seen him and lived, so how can this be? Because when he came in the flesh, that veil, that is to say his flesh, was the only way you could see the Father, because you couldn't see upon him, look upon him with the naked eye, because you can't see an invisible spirit. But he's saying that he's going to come in the flesh. He was the only spirit ever prophesied to come in the flesh. The prophets only prophesied of the great spirit Yahweh, what they call the Holy Spirit Yahweh, to come in the flesh. So this text in 1 John 4, where it says, if any man confess not the spirit of Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, that spirit is anti-Messiah. To make justification of that text or make any type of sense of that text, you've got to understand that there was no spirit of Jesus Christ with that name, Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about the person. I'm talking about the name. That name was never, there was never a spirit by the name Jesus Christ in the first covenant from Genesis to Malachi ever prophesied to come. And you can verify that out by going through all the Old Testament texts in your King James, your New Living, New International Version, or any other English version outside of the Catholic Church, of course, because they're the ones that did the manipulation, mass manipulation. If you look in the Old Testament, you can't find the name of Jesus one time. And so there was no prophets ever prophesying of the name Jesus, because there was no J in Hebrew. You couldn't write it down because it didn't exist. You couldn't speak it because you couldn't verbalize it. It doesn't exist in the language of Hebrew. And people might say, but in the New Testament, it's inspired in Greek, and so it's okay to call him Jesus, even though it's a Greek, Latin, English name. There's justification, some would say, because it's inspired in Greek. Well, if that's true, and let's just say for a moment, hypothetically, that it was inspired in Greek, then again, like I said before, how come there's no letter J in the Greek language? See, there is no justification to call the Savior by a J name that he never possessed, because it never existed in Greek or Hebrew. And again, the J letter is the Johnny Come Lately letter in the English alphabet. It's the 10th letter in order, sure, but it's the last of the 26 letters in the English alphabet added. So there is no justification to stay in the biggest lie ever told, with all due respect. Again, I'm not... Some say, isn't this a dividing message you're preaching? I mean, we need to be unified. Well, I believe in unity. It says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of Elohim, or the Almighty. Keep in mind that you've got to be careful what you unite yourself with. He says, we need unity till we all come in the unity of the faith. That's true. But what are we uniting for? Are we going to unite, okay, first compromise so we can unite? That's a dangerous thing when you compromise truth to just unite with anything, okay? You don't unite with a compromised lie or an untruth. You unify with those who are of like precious faith, who preach the same message the apostles preached. Did the apostles ever verbalize the name Jehovah or Jesus or God or Lord? No, they didn't, folks. With all due respect, this is well-founded. This is a fact. There's no way they could audibleize or verbalize any J name for that matter. Okay, so the apostles were true. They were saved, if you will. They were right, absolutely. And so wouldn't you rather be on the apostle side of the renewed covenant, or would you rather be in the modern-day church, beast, harlot, spiritual adulterous system, quote-unquote New Testament-only believers, if you will, and yet the new covenant or renewed covenant was given to Yisrael and Yada. And again, the lost sheep of the house of Israel are these Gentiles think that's all they are, thinking that they have to be in the church, thinking they have to be, quote-unquote, Christians, or convert everyone to their way, their little sect. And yes, there's so much confusion because the word church goes back to a pagan deity by the name of Circe, C-I-R-C-E, and that's how you get the word circle. That's how you get the word circus, and that's why it is like a circus from church to church to church, and everyone's creating a little sect of denominational Christianity, and the words do detail what they're all about. Again, like I've stated many times, the word denomination means in Latin denying the name. That's right. They deny the name of Yahweh inadvertently, maybe sincerely omitting it, not realizing it, but they are getting close by saying hallelujah, praise Yahweh. We were there. I understand. I'm trying to relate with you folks for a moment. Okay, I'm not setting myself up because the scripture says to consider yourself to take heed lest you also be tempted. But we don't compromise truth for the sake of unity. Okay, we unify with those of like precious faith in truth without being judgmental or condescending or patronizing, because the scripture says to take heed to yourself. There is none righteous, no, not one. We all are like sheep gone astray without a shepherd. We do have to speak the truth in love. And it's not about, again, who's right or who's wrong, but what's right and what's wrong. Let me give you this other text here in chapter 48 of Isaiah, or Yeshayah 48:11, where it is also prophesied again about how the Creator, the Almighty Messiah's name, would be removed or taken out. And we are, again, the recipients, because our English Bible doesn't have the name of Yahweh. And unless you get a restored version now, that restitution, again, is taking place. And we're praising Yahweh for that. So that's awesome news. But look at Isaiah 48:11. It says, for mine own sake, even for mine own sake will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another. But concerning his name, you know, he says he wasn't going to share his name or give his glory to another or share it with another person with another name. He himself is jealous over his name. And he says again, hearken unto me, O Yaakov and Yisrael, my called. I am he. I am the first and I am also the last. So Yahweh the Father says, I'm the first and I'm the last. Now, if you posit or believe the position that many of the monks in the who monkeyed around with the manuscripts up in the monastery, and look at the King James English, if you will, in the New Testament, it says another name and another so-called person, which is idolatry, is the first and the last. There can't be two firsts and last, okay? It's just the Almighty Yahweh, the Almighty Messiah, the Father manifest in the flesh as the Son is all. Okay, for this to be understood. Now, if you look at this carefully in Isaiah chapter 48, read verse 45, or chapter 45 of Isaiah, just three chapters back. Isaiah chapter 45, Yahweh says, every knee's going to bow to me, every tongue's going to confess to me. You know, I mean, look at it. Chapter 45 in verse number 22. It says, actually in 21, it says, tell ye and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Hath not I, Yahweh? And there is no Almighty, there is no one else, there is no Almighty besides me, a just Almighty and a Savior. There is none beside me. So there can't be a second person in some fictitious idolatrous trinity, because he said there was no second person, there was no one beside me, there was no one else to my left or to my right, if you will. Because people say, what about the right hand of the Father? He's standing on the right hand of the Father. No, he's not standing, okay? He is sitting on his throne. The right hand of power, the right hand of the Father, is a term of expression, like my right hand has spanned the heavens, Yahweh says. It's just a term. It's a Hebrew idiom of expressing his power and his many manifestations, not that he had two or three different persons of himself, because you don't have two or three persons of yourself. You're made in his image. We all are made in his image, and there's not two or three of you. Okay? You have flesh, spirit, and soul, true, but there's not three of you. You're one person with one name, just like our Almighty Father, the Almighty Messiah, Yahweh, who came in flesh as the Son, is one person, invisible as well as visible. He's omnipresent, omniscient. He loves us. He understands where we're at. But he says to come out from among them. Don't go back into the church system. We'll be right back here on rbnlive.com after this short break. Stay tuned.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Don't And we're back here on Repair the Breach broadcast, listening to RBNLive.com, the Republic Broadcasting Network, also on shortwave 11.915. And before the break, we're just trying to share some scriptures to verify for you that this is well-founded in scripture, that the name of Yahweh was taken out over 7,000 times, and what a travesty, but it's prophesied to happen. It was prophesied to happen. It's founded in scripture. We were talking about in Isaiah 48 and 45, we're reading that Yahweh says, I am the first, I am the last, there is none beside me, I alone am your Savior, there is none beside me. So the Great Spirit, the Almighty Father, said that He Himself, there was none besides Him. And He said, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am the Almighty and there is none else. He says, I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Now Yahweh, the Great Spirit, the Father, that no man has seen, is saying that every knee is going to bow to me, every tongue is going to swear to me. And Philippians 2:6 has a different name in there. But Yahweh says, there is none beside me, there is no one else, I'm not going to share my name with someone else or give my glory to another person or another name. And see, this is why you have to judge everything that you read by the First Covenant, because the First Covenant scriptures, that's how the New Testament submitted itself to. Did you know that? Even the apostles, when he wrote, Apostle Shaul or Paul, when he wrote to Timothy, he says, you know, that at a young age you've known the scriptures. He's referring to the First Covenant. They didn't have the New Testament scriptures in a book form yet, okay? This New Testament is scripture, don't get me wrong. It is, but it submitted itself to the First Covenant. Because the Messiah said, I come in the Father's name. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. The scriptures he's referring to in John 5:39 is the First Covenant scripture. So if you see anything that appears to be a contradiction, usually it's our lack of understanding first and foremost. But generally, sometimes the secondary reason is because, yeah, they did monkey around with the text. Yes, they did add to the word. Yes, they did take away from it. But Yahweh says he'll take care of them in judgment. And we'll be back right after the break here on RBNLive.com, also on shortwave 11.915. Also, you want to get your mortgage documents out there. Donald Lyons is going to join us around the middle of the second hour. 419 is his number, area code 419-349-6793. Donald Lyons, the premier mortgage auditing, will be joining us halfway through the second hour. Again, we'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle